High School Report every week. Mark Callen. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Stack and I have managed to not blow anything up here in the first 20 minutes of the show, so I'm always happy about that.
Stack, back to his old stomping grounds, huh?
Yep. Carrie's down in Massachusetts at the Haskell family reunion, and of course he's while he's still working for WZON and for his own radio and will be even in New Orleans. Yeah, he's not here anymore. So we have this is the first time I think since we've been in this studio that either Carrie or Rich wasn't here. Usually one of them has been here. So we're having fun, getting back to old days. Speaking of having fun, what are you covering this week?
Well, we'll be on the broadcast of a football game at Foxcroft Academy tonight, Madison at Foxcroft. We had a great Feel Lucky game the other night. We did Dexter Foxcroft, and Foxcroft won 2-1 in the second overtime. Hillary Howard got the goal. I actually think the most interesting stuff in the past week in high school has been in field hockey. As some football teams are playing two classes up this year, but they're doing it in field hockey too. And Winthrop, the Class C state champions from last year, they defeated Messalonsky the other day, like 2 days after Messalonsky beat Skowhegan. So you know, that Class C Winthrop beat one of the best Class A teams 2-0 the other day. Again, and Messalonsky beat Skowhegan, and everybody knows about what Skowhegan is and feel lucky. So that was something. And the game that we saw too, with two of the top Class C North teams, Foxcroft defeated Dexter. So a lot of interesting stuff there.
Well, I talked to Paula Dowdy, longtime coach at Skowhegan, last year at a UMaine field hockey game. And she told me that she thought that what was really going to change in the landscape in field hockey was, especially in southern Maine, is that there are more and more field hockey clinics, more and more field hockey camps, more and more kids playing it at a much younger age. And so she thought that the balance of power, and she wasn't making excuses for anything, because if you know Paula, she doesn't make excuses. But she was saying that she thought there were a lot of smaller schools that might end up being pretty good, especially if they're in some of the, say, Tonier neighborhoods down in southern Maine, because the kids will get a lot of playing time and a lot of coaching.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, and actually, I'm not saying if this is a positive or negative, but if you look at the field hockey rosters, there's few of them that play other sports than there are in other sports, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
You know, there's more soccer players that play basketball and softball. There are some in field hockey, but I think a lot of them play field hockey year round. And you know, that's kind of why, as she mentioned to you, there's a lot of the smaller schools can succeed.
Well, I know when I was coaching track at John Baps, we had 96 kids on the track team 1 year. The school had 470 kids at the time. So we had a lot of the kids, and I only remember a few of them who were field hockey players. Most of them had been either runners or run cross country or played soccer. So, yeah, well, it's interesting. It's a great game to watch. People who haven't seen that game in years, have not seen it on turf, have no idea. I mean, that's like back with the old St. Louis Rams, right? The greatest show on turf. And if you haven't been to the new facility at Maine, you have Stack and I were talking about before the game. Wow. Go up and see that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. And and where Foxcroft plays, it's turf too, because they play in the new Jim Robinson Fieldhouse over there. So, you know, it's a much different game, especially when you're seeing a game between two quality teams. It's very entertaining.
Well, I'm glad that it's doing well. It's a sport that I when I was a kid, I just couldn't understand. I don't still understand the rules, but I sure do like watching it. So we also got some, I'm sure, some soccer and some other football you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the best action I think this weekend is going to come from the 8-man game, and I think the game of the week is Bucksport at Orono tonight. You know, two of the top teams in the 8-man league, and they had quite a game last year in the playoffs where Will Francis got 7 touchdowns, and it was a very close game. So we'll see what happens there. Orono's a favorite, but I don't think Bucksport can be overlooked. So that's a good one. Stearns and Holton is a good one. I think the game, you know, everyone's looking at this weekend, and it isn't really local, but it's Oxford Hills at Levitt tomorrow night. Levitt's, you know, one of the top Class C teams. Oxford Hills is a contender in Class A. Should be interesting to see what happens there. Oceanside Nokomis in Newport tomorrow should be interesting too. So definitely some quality games there. In soccer, I think Bucksport, boys and girls, kind of the story right now. They're playing very well. The Foxcroft boys have won four in a row since they lost their opener to Bucksport. So those are some things in those sports.
Well, I think what's interesting when you mention Bucksport soccer is that, you know, for so many years when Joel Sankey was the football coach, they were never out of it. There was no coach I feared more trying to go against than Sankey, because he could beat you with his, he could beat you with yours. You know, it was that good a coach. And they're down to eight man, and now soccer, which at Bucksport was sort of an afterthought. You know, I mean, it wasn't that they were bad.
I was about to say, I can attest, back when I was playing for Ellsworth, we used to always look at Bucksport and say, oh, that's going to be an easy win. But they played very competitive, but it's good to see them back to the forefront.
Yeah, it's good to see a lot of these schools doing better in sports they maybe didn't do so well in before.
Yeah, there's definitely a good number of those. And Bucksport, yeah, and it's not easy to have the football team may be eight man right now, it's not easy to be very good in both sports. And then to be a Class C school like that in soccer, and they're very competitive in both. And that, you know, that's not very common that, you know, you get that at that small of a school.
I heard some rumbles that they're thinking about looking at classifications in a very different way in the future, basing them less on enrollment and more on participation. I think there's schools like Camden Hills that might benefit from that. But have you heard anything about that? I mean, this is just, you know, talk I've heard off the main road.
I haven't, to be honest with you, but I think that would be great. I mean, and Foxcroft's a good example in football. I mean, they could compete. I mean, you know, they're going to lose a lot of players after this year, so things will change a little bit. But they right now could. I mean, I don't think they would win Class A or nothing, but they definitely wouldn't get embarrassed in Class A, and they're in Class B. You know, they would be competitive, very competitive in Class B and C. And, you know, they want close games as much as all of us want to see close games, but they're that much head and shoulders above their competition right now. So, you know, they're a school that could be looked at as, and they have a lot of participation, you know, a lot of, their numbers are good. And so they're one that could move up, but there's a lot of schools that could benefit going up or down, you know,
sure.
In that.
I remember when Stearns was in Class C and could have in football and could easily have played in Class A. And I was on the long side of some long scores against some of my Artie Greenlaw's teams that were, I mean, they were just great. They were well coached, but they had huge numbers. And so, yeah, I sort of have thought about that. And I used to get that and track all the time. They'd say, yeah, you're a Class C size school, but look at the size of your track team. You have as many kids on your track team as Bangor. And I go where they put us, because I know how hard it is to figure all that out. So have you thought about who's been a big surprise and who's been maybe a bit of a disappointment in football?
In football, it's kind of going as expected in a lot of ways. I mean, I think John Bapps is football is. I mean, they lost big their first game, and they got a big one coming up here tonight against Old Town. But I think they might be the second best team in Class D North behind Foxcroft, and Dan O'Connell's doing a great job with them. As I said, they lost big the first game, but that was against Foxcroft, who, you know, had his shoulders above everybody else. So they I think are a positive surprise. As again, a big one tonight at Old Town for them, but you know, they're doing a great job. You know, Stearns got a big win last week. They kind of thought they might be up in the, and they got a big one tonight at Holton. So that, you know, up their first two games, and again, they won last week. So, you know, they can kind of, and Dexter's loss to Holton last week was kind of disappointing for them as they won their first two games. So, you know, there's a few teams there.
Well, that sounds good, Mark. I appreciate, as always, chatting with you about these things. You're our best source on this, and Rich will be back next Friday, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks much. That's Mark Kalnan with our high school report.